Bernstein and Holmes.
Mike C. Nelson. Now we know his name is Keith from the Progressive Becoming Your Parents commercials.
The White Sox. I can't believe they did more due diligence on hiring a play-by-play guy than a GM.
Middays 10 a.m. till 2.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable to root for that team.
On Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
You're one of us.
You're one of us, Mike.
Cubs down to their last strike. Nico waits for the 1-2. Jax delivers. Bouncing ball hit on the right side, backhanded by the first baseman Santana. His underhand toss to the pitcher covering the first base bag is in time to get Horner for out number three. And that ends the ball game. We were waiting for a second there to see if the Cubs would challenge. They would not. And that is out number three. Minnesota takes the opener of this three-game set as the Twins shut out the Cubs 3-0 tonight.
Yeah, not great. Things not looking real good for this supposed playoff push that you better win like 12 in a row.
You know what's funny about it? I haven't seen, and maybe my feed is different than yours. It's curated different than yours. I haven't seen a lot of Cubs fans that are like, no, we believe.
I haven't either.
Ray, you're the resident Cub fan here. When you think about, they have 47 left, 47 games to play, still in last place in the Central. Now, what are they, 7 games out of the wild card after last night's loss where they also couldn't score runs? Where are you at on this?
I am just trying to look for anything that I can salvage.
Anything to like grab onto
for next season. Let's look ahead for what I can grab. Like, because seriously, I don't know. A playoff push seems very unrealistic. So I don't know. Like, I would love it. I would love to see if they could put something together, some sort of run here. But like the series against the Cardinals, you take 3 out of 4. That was great.
The one
game though that they lost was was heart wrenching just to see the defense break down the way it did, and it makes me wonder, like, okay, is one of those games going to pop up again? And then you had a game yesterday where once again the offense just didn't show up, another shutout, and that is the kind of thing that starts to deflate my hope bubble.
They're not good enough.
Yeah.
That's what it comes down to. Just as a point of order here, the White Sox are at 27-88. And let me say that again. The White Sox are 27-88. Their projected win loss still on FanGraphs is 45.6 wins.
I don't
think so either. And 116.4 losses. They have a 0% chance of making the playoffs.
I don't know how they get to 45 from here.
The Cubs are 55-60. They're projected to be 80-82. They only have a 5.1% chance of making the playoffs. So think about that. It's only 5.1% better than the White Sox chances.
That doesn't feel very good.
That's just a fact.
I think the most disheartening thing about the season and what you just asked in terms of like, what are you looking at, is just in terms of maybe there's some hope for this season, is just that the offense, they just can't score runs consistently enough.
Will they change their philosophy? Was the trade for Paredes, was that a harbinger of some of the things that they're looking to change when they go into the offseason? Because show me where there can be change for this team. I guess you could go and get yourself a DH.
Get a catcher.
Okay. The really good ones are almost never available. I have to go look. I haven't looked at Amaya's splits lately because he did make a fundamental change to his swing. And I wonder if that's played a role. I'll look up what he's done like over the last like 30 games.